learn, remember and increase in knowledge. How do we differ from other animals? Could I get a reply from someone here? How do we differ from other animals?
We do have
sense. We do have?
Sense of humor.
You have a sense of humor? Maybe a monkey could have better, but we don't understand. Behavior, what do you mean by behavior? We misbehave the dog? That comes closer, that comes closer. What do you mean by knowledge? Come on, just a word from you. Yeah, knowing something, identifying the causes of what happened when certain, just you're hearing Yasser speak, right, about the boiling point. Which other animal knows what is the boiling point of water? No one? 2 plus 2? Even the best of chimpanzees will not be able to add 2 plus 2. You can train them the best way you want to, but they won't have the intelligence of a 3-year-old. Am I right or wrong? So the question is that when you know that you can learn, it's like this. When we are born, do we know how to walk? We don't. Then slowly we start crawling, then slowly standing up, and then slowly start taking our first step forward. Is it correct? Do we know how to speak when we are born? Apart from crying, any other gurgle or something of that kind, do we make any other sound which is sensible? When we are born, do we make any sound which is sensible? Right? Then slowly we start picking one word, papa, mama, and move forward. Am I right or wrong? Right? And within few months, from crawling we start walking, and within few months more we start running. Right? Move it on the language front. We start with simple words at maybe 7 months to 9 months or a year. Then within a year, a 2-year-old starts speaking good sentences, small sentences. And within 3 years you are up. At that point, the speed of learning is totally, and the speed of moving is totally guided by God, by nature. When God guides us from crawling to sitting up to walking, look at the speed at which we move. Look at the speed with which we move. And starting of learning words, look at the speed at which we start assimilating words after words and sentences. That is the natural part of a human being when he or she is not confused about things around them. They are totally focused. Once we find a child speaking a new word, then making a very good sentence, and we all enjoy it. Now he started to say this and he started to say that. Come, go, and now it's becoming a sentence. He should come, they should go. So now when God is making you do all that without an effort, do we make a real effort when we are 2 or 3? No, it's natural. It's natural to crawl, it's natural to sit up, it's natural to walk and even run. There is no contemplation. But after that point, when you start understanding, God wants you to take it over. He has given you the foundation, He has given you existence, He has given you the basic idea of moving and the basic idea of learning. Both have been given by Him. Now it comes to you to see to it that you accelerate from that point of time. And when you don't, it's you who are to blame, and at times the parents who have not been able to convey the importance of knowledge. Parents who have not been able, the school which has not been able to convince the children that it's your effort which will make you move. God has done what He has to do. We have to do what we can best do. So once we get to understand that we are now going to progress only on the effort we are able to make. And if we are not going to make that effort, the failure, the cause of failure will all go back to whom? It will all go back to us. we will have no one to blame because we have not understood the basic mantra, the basic idea that we were created to learn. We were created to learn. The best amongst us is one who has understood this in the best manner. Am I right or wrong? Right? The best among the Nobel Prize winners, the best writers, the best thinkers, the best of scientists are all people who have understood that they have been created to understand things, assimilate things, bring about things from different directions to make sense and then put it out to the world to make the world a better place. All the changes that have come around us are the result of effort. Has any scientist succeeded out of laziness? Can I get a reply? Can you give me an example of a scientist who has succeeded on the principle of laziness? Not working hard enough. We had just now, about half an hour ago, Mr. Sayyed Muhammad Arif. He is also a Dronacharya winner. A Dronacharya award is an award which is the highest award which is given to a coach in India. And after that, recently, he has been awarded the Padma Shri. I know about the effort he makes. It's known that if it's 6 o'clock and your watch is showing some other time and you see Sayyid Muhammad Arif entering Fateh Maidan, it is your watch which will be wrong, it's not Sayyid Muhammad who would be wrong. That kind of commitment has come from somebody who has been born, brought up and lives even today in the old city of Hyderabad. He has created players whom are known to you, Polela Gopichand, Saina Nehwal. He has started by teaching them how to hold a badminton racket. And from that, they have gone to become international superstars. So how did that happen? It happened in his mind, in his ability to understand that anything can be achieved with proper discipline and commitment to know and learn. He was just explaining me once that once you toss a shuttle and hit it, there are 10 mistakes a player can make in that one simple movement. 10 mistakes a player can make within that one simple movement of just throwing up the shuttle and coming into contact with the racket. How to observe it, how to find it out, how to rectify. If this much can be done in sport, you can just imagine what can not be done in science, in history, in literature. Sport is a simpler activity. When the simple activity is this complicated, as he said, for you and I who play the game for the sake of fun, we will not even think of one step. There are a million steps he's speaking of when it comes to the real knowledge of changing the world. Sportsmen, entertainers, give us the confidence that the human body can take this much. But the real good which is done in society is done by people who contemplate and think in the classes. Contemplate and think in the classes. We are holding these functions only to make it clear to all of you that we want thinking students in the whole city. Students, when they come to class, should understand that they are doing the greatest thing God has created them to do. The greatest thing that God has created you is to make you learn more and more and more. And once you learn and observe proper morals and ethics, you become models for your friends, your family, and slowly the change comes about in society and the society moves to a higher level. It is all through what is happening in the classroom that the society will go up. So please, please don't take the classroom to be an ordinary place. It will make or break you. It's the same thing that either you will become a cup of tea, as Yasser said, or you become a locomotive engine. If you want to become an engine of change, you would have to concentrate on each and every subject. Science and math are important as much as English and other languages. Concentrate on the language part. It is important. The smallest thing you miss by not having understood the word properly would make you a confused person in the long run. Give time to understand words. carry a dictionary along with you specifically after the 7th class. What you have understood from the dictionary, ask your teacher as well. This is what I understand. Could you give me an explanation? Maybe the teacher has access to a higher level of dictionary. He or she can give you some more meaning so that you understand each word in greater depth than what would ordinarily be understood. That small thing is that 1% or 1 degree which Yasir was speaking about. To excel, you have to look at smaller things. To excel, you have to look at smaller things. You can't excel by just doing the basics. Excellence always involves concentrating on the minute details that are there. Minute details that are there. So once those minute details are looked into, even in drama where you are emoting an emotion, it requires concentration and understanding how many ways that one emotion can be properly emoted. Ye sab koshish karne ke baad insaan insaan banta hai. Usse pehle hum janwar se zyada kareeb hote hain, hum insaan pure nahi bante. बहुत कोशिश करना पड़ता है तब जाके अंदर हमारे जो सीखने की सलाहियत है वो कहती है कि हाँ अब तुम मुझे कुछ कर रहे हो. वरना हम आम तौर पर अपनी सीखने की सलाहियत को, अपनी सीखने की एबिलिटी को खुश नहीं करते, हम अपने आप को खुश करते हैं. बहुत फर्क है, बहुत बड़ा डिफरेंस है. जहां पर आदमी अपने आप को एंटरटेन करता है और वहां पर जहां पर उसके अंदर जो सीखने की कैपेसिटी है उसको खुश करता है, जब वो उसको खुश करता है वो अपने खुदा को खुश करता है. क्योंकि इंसान की सीखने की एबिलिटी जो इंसान में अल्लाह ने डाली है, जब वो सेटिस्फाई होती है तब इंसान की अंदर की खुशी नसीब होती है. मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम व्हाट वी आर डूइंग हियर टुडे इज मेकिंग आवर सेल्फ हैप्पी बाय वॉचिंग लॉट ऑफ टेलीविजन और मे बी गोइंग टू इंटरनेट ऑन साइट विच ओनली मेक अस हैप्पी फॉर अ व्हाइल. There is a big difference. There is a big difference between making ourselves happy and making the inside part of us happy, which says learn more, grasp more, understand more, and once you have done that, start giving it out to others. How many of you would like to fulfill that dream? Nearly all of you, right? Nearly all of you. And what is stopping you from doing it? What is stopping you from doing it? No one except yourself. Am I right? No one except yourself. So try to make the best of the time now which you have and try to move forward in a manner which in the long run would make you feel satisfied and those around you satisfied and maybe the world around you satisfied by moving the people around you to a higher level, by yourself moving towards a higher level, becoming a doctor, saving life, becoming an engineer, doing whatever is required for making people understand things better in a faster way, or becoming anything, a teacher most of all, to make new people understand what learning is all about. Should we become like that or not? Yes, when we should become, take an oath today that whatever achievements you have been doing till now are small, and what you would like to achieve should be the big, the peak, the Everest which you would like to conquer. Nothing less than Everest should be in your mind. Nothing less than Everest. The top peak should be in your mind, and I can tell you, you can achieve it. You can achieve it with the help of the school, the parents, and all and everything put together, your will to learn and excel. May God help all of you in this endeavor, in this effort, which I hope all of you would be making. Thank you very much.